I'm sure many of you remember your confirmation day, the day you sat there in the church and the bishop came to the parish. And the thing that you were scared the most was that he was going to call on you and ask you a question, like name all 10 commandments in order or something like that. Well, one day a bishop goes to a confirmation and he asks the kids, who can define for me the Blessed Trinity? Oh, and a kid raises his hand in the front row, and the bishop says, okay, what's the definition? And the boy says, 3 in 1, and 1 in 3. The bishop scratches his head and says, I don't understand. And the kid says, you're not supposed to, bishop, it's a mystery. A mystery is not a puzzle. A puzzle is something you solve. A mystery is something you enter into. We enter into the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Again, a mystery is not something that we can't know anything about. It's something we can continue to learn more and more about every single day of our lives until we finally get to see God face to face in heaven. And then for all eternity, we enter into the beautiful mystery of the Blessed Trinity. Being able to see how our one God is 3 divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that is an amazing thought to think about. We know that God is one. There's only one God. And yet, He has revealed Himself that He is actually Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 3 divine persons, all co-eternal, co-equal, and each one, of course, is powerful and omnipotent. 3 divine persons, and yet one God. This mystery is not something that we could have thought up on our own. Other truths we can actually know by the light of natural reason. Vatican I, the council in the year 1870, said there are certain truths that we can know just from our own light of natural reason. Namely, we can know about the existence of God from reflecting upon the beauty of nature and creation. We can know that. We can even know that our souls are immortal just from natural reflection. But some truths have to be divinely revealed. Otherwise, we could never know about it. And the truth of the Blessed Trinity is one of those truths that had to be divinely revealed to us. It's not something we could have figured out on our own. God had to reveal to us that He was one God and yet was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, there are hints about this in the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis, God says, let us create man in our own image. Notice the plural, let us create man. But then the singular, in our own image, singular, because there's only one God. And yet, there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, it was revealed very clearly in a few different passages. The first person, as you know, ever to have the Blessed Trinity revealed to her was the Blessed Mother at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel said to her, behold, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High, which is the Father, will overshadow you, and the child to be born will be the Son of God. There we have the very first person, a young, perhaps 16-year-old girl, was the first one ever to have the Blessed Trinity fully revealed, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But then in a few other places in Scripture, we see that Christ talked about the Blessed Trinity and even revealed the Trinity to the people. He once took Peter, James, and John up on Mount Tabor. And as the Lord was there, it says the cloud came and enveloped them, which is the cloud of the Holy Spirit. And the voice of God the Father said, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. So there the Trinity was revealed to Peter, James, and John, the manifestation of Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, in the form of the breath of God, the cloud of God, and then the voice of God the Father. Well, even in a larger way, the Trinity was revealed at the baptism of the Lord at the Jordan River. After the Lord was baptized, he came up out of the river Jordan, and as the Son of God came up out of the waters, it says the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in what looked like a form of a dove and rested on Jesus, and the voice of God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So there the Trinity was revealed to John the Baptist and to a much larger crowd on that day. But in today's gospel, I would say, is the clearest teaching of the Trinity in the New Testament. Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name..." Notice it's singular because there's only one God. "Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Again, a very clear teaching that our God is one, and yet our God is also three divine persons. And then when we enter into this mystery, trying to meditate upon how this is, how we can try to understand a little bit about this incredible mystery of the Trinity, that from all eternity, the Father begets the Son. And from all eternity, the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. So from that standpoint, we can sort of say that it reflects a family, that you have the family of the Holy Trinity. And yet in the earthly family, you have three persons and three distinct natures. In God, there is three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three relationships, and yet they're all one God, one nature, one essence, one being. Now this can be a little bit tough to comprehend, how three persons can share the same essence, the same nature, the same being. St. Patrick, you know, 1600 years ago, when he went to evangelize pagan Ireland, as you know, Patrick came and one of the first things he taught them was the Trinity. And he picked up a shamrock, a three-leaf clover, and he said to the pagans, "This is perhaps one way to comprehend a little bit about the mystery of the Trinity. You have one plant, and yet there are three leaves or three parts of that clover." So that's how three can be one. Well, of course, that was a good analogy for 1600 years ago with the pagans. What about today in the year 2003? What I like to use, especially to teaching the kids or CCD, is to use the example of how three can also be one in using the analogy of water. Water, in its chemical components, is H2O, correct? H2O. Now, if you ask the kids in the labs, what is water, they would say it's H2O. Then if you say, well, what is ice? Well, they would also have to answer, ice is H2O. And if we said, what is steam? Steam is also H2O. And that can give us a little glimpse. It's an analogy. It's not perfect in any way, but can give us a little analogy of how ice, water, and steam are three distinct things. You can tell them apart. They're distinct, and yet they are all one. They are the same essence, the same nature, the same substance. Now, sometimes the kids say to me, "Father, it doesn't make sense because you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's one plus one plus one. That must be three gods." And we say, no, there's only one God, and yet God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I say back to the kids, what is one times one times one? The answer is one. Here you have three ones, and yet they're still one. So multiply instead of add, and that might help a little bit. So this mystery of the Blessed Trinity, what an incredible thing it will be for us to be able to see this beautiful being, perfect love, perfect truth, perfect beauty, and see the unity of God, the oneness of God, and yet God is also Trinity. And what a special day it is for our parish, because today, of course, is our feast day. If our parish was named after St. Francis, we would celebrate our feast day on October 4th. If it was, let's say, Our Lady of Lourdes, we would celebrate our parish feast day on February 11th. But today, the Solemnity of the Holy Trinity, that's our feast day here at Holy Trinity Parish. That's why we wear the special Jubilee vestments and the beautiful flowers that we have today, to try to do something very extra special for our feast day of Holy Trinity. I was so pleased that the bishop named our parish Holy Trinity to recall the great Jubilee year 2000, in which we focused on honoring the Blessed Trinity. I love this title of our parish because really when it comes down to it, you can't go any higher than the Blessed Trinity. Did you know that? I mean, if you had St. Veronica's Parish or St. Philip's Parish, those are great saints. Even St. Joseph of the Blessed Mother, those are all great saints. But really, we're so blessed that our parish, you're not going to have any parish that has a better name than Holy Trinity. So God bless you on this wonderful feast day of our parish, Holy Trinity.